Test czwarty. Zadanie piąte. Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wypowiedź na temat jednej z atrakcji Kopenhagi. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zaznacz jedną z czterech możliwości, zakreślając literę A, B, C lub D. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Good afternoon and welcome to our weekly program World Landmarks. Today our guest is Rebecca Engman, the managing editor of the Copenhagen Post, an English language monthly. She will certainly provide us with some information on a statue which all of us associate with Copenhagen, the Little Mermaid.
Thank you for inviting me, and hello everyone. I will not say much about the history of the famous statue, as I originally intended, but about vandalism, as it looks like the Little Mermaid is on her way to becoming Europe's most abused landmark. A target of beheadings and more, now vandals have used dynamite to blow her from a perch. Patience is a virtue very familiar to the Little Mermaid, the half-human, half-fish daughter of the Sea King, who, according to the story by Hans Christian Andersen, was ordered to wait on a rock for 300 years in order to get a soul. But even her endurance might be challenged by the repeated efforts of vandals to deface her statue, erected in Copenhagen's harbour 90 years ago. Late Thursday night, vandals struck again. During a routine patrol, police officers noticed she was missing and launched a search and rescue operation, retrieving her from the relatively shallow waters with a crane. When tourists turned up on Friday morning with their cameras poised, they were disappointed, as their model was still missing. This is the latest in a long line of increasingly daring attacks aimed at the mermaid. In 1961, perhaps a more innocent time, someone painted her hair red and put her in a bra. But just 3 years later, the attacks became more vicious when mischief makers beheaded the melancholy creature who, when she's got her head at least, looks forever out at the sea. In 1984, she lost her right arm, and most recently, in 1998, she was decapitated again. She's been covered in paint more times than most can remember. It seems as if attackers want to outdo those who came before them, and they must be increasingly innovative to make their way down to the mermaid undetected and demonstrate ever more technological prowess to find new ways to harass this poor little mermaid. Unfortunately, the attacks have increased in frequency in recent years. The 1998 decapitation remains unsolved, though a radical feminist group did claim responsibility, saying that they wanted to create the image men have of the ideal woman, that is, one without a brain. Police later discredited that claim, saying the group was looking for publicity. This time, the head was returned to a local television station, which had offered a reward and was successfully reattached. The motives behind the destruction are varied. It also seems that the mermaid is a good target for anyone looking to get a bit of attention, since she is one of Denmark's most famous attractions and attracts more than 1 million visitors a year. There are no security guards or cameras keeping her under surveillance. Tourists can climb down on the rocks where she sits for pictures. Despite the recent attacks, there aren't any plans to beef up security. It seems to be an unspoken agreement that the Little Mermaid belongs to us all, and we all have a responsibility to treat her well. If this abuse continues, the Little Mermaid might reconsider her desire to join the human world, forget the soul, and return to her original home in the sea.